Recently, a Laramie man was chosen as the new CEO of the Wyoming Business Council. Josh Durrell has a long history in private business in Laramie, and he's also taught business at the University of Wyoming. Governor Gordon and others have called for a revamping of the Business Council, and Durrell has already started retooling their goals. He tells me a little bit about his history.
The last few weeks have been a bit of a whirlwind, and it's really exciting. And in terms of my background that I bring, it is all private business background. Started out in engineering, but then quickly moved into more business roles with IDES, a small technology company in Laramie, which was later purchased by UL. And then I moved over to Trihydro about 4 years ago, and began a technology group within that organization and turned that into a product development and software development organization. And so my background really is both in the private business and as well as the entrepreneurial space. And really, I think that's what I bring to the table.
Well, yeah, I want to talk a little bit about that using IDES as the one big example. I mean, you were part of something that I know the governor has talked about wanting, is seeing if we could grow some of our existing businesses.
Absolutely. And our, you know, refresh strategic plan really focuses in a big portion of it on our existing businesses and how do we grow those areas, because our core industries are really important to us. And so being able to take those smaller companies and really help them grow is a piece of it. But then also, how do we take our existing industries and show them new markets? Or how do we take them and how do we help them pivot to address new customers or new technologies?
Has that been difficult for a lot of them, is finding those new markets?
I think it has been. Traditionally, it's a challenging thing, right? Because you, if you're used to working in a certain industry, you know that industry really well. And I think that the challenges come in trying to address a new industry and really understand some of the business tools that are available to address that new customer base and also seek it out.
Yeah, one of the things also I wanted to ask you about is you have some of these folks that have worked in Wyoming, and that is their target audience, to use something that we use in broadcasting, that they're going after folks here. Getting them beyond the borders and using technology with your background, I'm wondering if that's something you can help folks with as well.
I hope so, and I know that the world is getting smaller because of technology, and it's allowing us to work where we want to work and also serve customers where we may not have been able to before. I really hope that that's something I can bring. I know many examples around the state of companies that are addressing markets that aren't close to home, and so helping others around the state understand those and perhaps even be helped by them and leverage their expertise and experience is important.
Josh Durrell visiting with us. He's the CEO of the Wyoming Business Council, very new on the job these days. One of the things that we talk so much about in this state is finding jobs for young people, trying to keep our young people. I've seen a lot of people take cracks at this. Being that you're someone who's actually taught young people and maybe have actually had a reasonable conversation with a couple of them, what do you think we need to do?
That's a tough one, and it is it's a big challenge that we want to address, because, you know, I mean, people call it brain drain, and they worry that their children won't have an opportunity back in Wyoming, and you know, we do want to make those opportunities available. And one of the things that I've found with young people, and it does change over the generations, is that they are much more concerned with they're concerned with lifestyle. They're concerned with being able to do the things that they want to do, but also they want experiences that can be a little bit different. And I think that the technology that we have in the state, as well as the ability for people to work for companies and maybe work remotely, is important. But really, you know, I would like to keep every University of Wyoming student here, but on some hands, that's not that great of a thing either. Having them leave and go away and get some great experience in a larger company or get experience in another area really can provide some diversity to our state as well when they come back. And so my goal is to provide opportunities so that it's easier for them to come back, because we know some will leave, right? Mm-hmm. When you're 18 or 22, you want to leave the state, you want to go do something new. We want to be able to provide those opportunities as they come back.
You do hear, though, all the time that I want to be in this particular field or technology, mm-hmm. and a lot of it is technology-based things to get them here. What do we need to do to get to that point where there are some attractive options for them?
Yeah, we're working on that, and some of the areas that we're looking at in terms of advanced manufacturing, technology, really bringing those into areas that can support them and trying to build some clusters almost, you know, where we don't have just one company in a town that is supporting that technology growth, but really try to bring in 3, 4, 5, because then you have a cluster and you can really kind of get, and this is, it's an overused word, but you can get a bit of an ecosystem of technology companies, and that helps them grow. And so I think there are areas around the state where we've been able to develop those, and we'll continue to do those, both in advanced manufacturing as well as technology.
For whatever reason, Josh, I know a lot of young entrepreneurs and old entrepreneurs, for that matter, and they all complain. But boy, there is just not enough startup money. There's not enough backing. Nope. Do you agree with them? Is there things we can do here?
I don't know if there's not enough. But I think that the access to it could be improved. And so I do believe, based on some of the entrepreneurs that you and I both probably know, that it's not impossible to get it, but you've got to know the right channels. I believe that there are a number of institutions and individuals that have startup money and that want to invest in companies and ideas in Wyoming. I think one of the roles that the Wyoming Business Council can play is in assisting that connection, because there is a great number of people who want to help and develop Wyoming's, you know, economy, and they've done very well in their lives and they want to give back. And so I think they're there. I don't think that it's not there. I think that it just hasn't been connected very well. And that's something that we really want to improve.
Josh, I haven't had a chance to ask you everything that you'd like to do, but what did we miss that you would like to mention?
Well, I think, one of the keys for us is to make sure that with this new strategic refresh, that we help people understand how they can be involved, how the local economic development organizations, as well as our partners at the University of Wyoming and throughout the state, our team, can really make sure that we're all behind the strategic plan and working with businesses. And so I guess if I could kind of plug the business council a little bit, it's to let everyone know that we're going to get out there. We're going to begin to talk with businesses, the local economic development organizations, and really help to expand the strategic plan to include all of the stakeholders. And it's important to me because I really feel like Wyoming's is a small state in terms of population, but we have a great number of people who want to be involved and want to help. And I think that alignment is where we really want to take this next step.
Josh, I know we'll have a lot of time to talk to you down the road on a variety of topics. Josh Durrell, welcome to this job. He's the new CEO of the Wyoming Business Council. Thank you.
Thanks, Bob.